Hello, everyone. What is the longest running and most successful agreement between the United States and the People's Republic of China? It's the U.S.-China Agreement on Cooperation in Science and Technology, S&T for short, that has been around since 1979, when relations were officially normalized. By the time the agreement was renewed in 2011, scientific cooperation had expanded dramatically to include agricultural science, high energy physics, clean energy, and biomedical research. Now the S&T might expire if the anti-China crowd in Congress wins the argument that China will not respect intellectual property rights and will use collaborative research to support its military. For the moment, the agreement remains in effect on a temporary basis. Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping extended the S&T for 6 months when they met in San Francisco last fall, and just a few weeks ago it was extended again for 6 months. Supporters of the S&T acknowledge that cooperation can be abused, but they point to the greater benefits. Those include the window provided into Chinese research and the opportunity to engage the Chinese on U.S. concerns and common interests. The agreement has helped China transition from ozone-depleting CFCs and enabled the sharing of influenza data used to devise yearly vaccines. It has also facilitated data sharing about satellites, climate and seismic activities, as well as fusion and subatomic particle experiments. As the journal Nature reports, quote, some 3 million Chinese students have studied at universities in the United States since the agreement was brokered. In 2021, U.S. universities awarded more than 8,000 doctorates to students from China out of a total of around 25,000 international doctorates. Each country is the other's biggest research partner by a considerable margin, unquote. In fact, U.S.-China scientific collaboration on published research tops all other international collaborations by a wide margin. The possibility of another Trump presidency is frightening in terms of how it would impact U.S.-China relations. Scientific cooperation would be one sure target. Recall that it was under Trump's Justice Department that the China Initiative was installed, leading thousands of Chinese scientists to return home rather than face unwarranted scrutiny over their allegiances. The Biden administration just celebrated the 2-year anniversary of termination of the China Initiative, marking the occasion with a roundtable of prominent Asian American scholars and officials at the White House. The group committed to, quote, working with the White House on changing the climate of fear to one where we celebrate the immense contributions of our Asian American scholar community, who have been the foundation of U.S. leadership in science and technology, unquote. But the negative fallout from the China Initiative is still felt in some places, such as Florida, where educational institutions are banned from hiring Chinese scientists. I should note that in Canada, a married Chinese-born couple who worked at Canada's top microbiology lab were identified as having passed secrets to China that, according to Canadian intelligence sources, posed a, quote, realistic and credible threat to Canada's economic security, unquote. The couple was fired in 2021, but the Trudeau administration kept the incident under wraps until now, prompting opposition politicians to charge that it was reluctant to take action against Chinese national security threats. Currently, among the projects U.S. and Chinese scientists are working on is a miniature nuclear research reactor that would not require use of weapons-grade uranium as fuel. China already exports small reactors to a few developing countries. Climate change collaboration has resumed, especially between California and China, to study transitioning away from fossil fuels. A third area of research collaboration is in the re-evaluation of economic growth to reflect nature's role. The traditional emphasis on GDP fails to consider the costs of growth from environmental destruction or neglect, or, on the positive side, the strengths of an economy that come from embracing sustainable development and protection of natural resources. China seems ready to continue the S&T. An embassy spokesman in Washington said, quote, China is ready to discuss the content and form of the agreement with the United States on the basis of equality and mutual benefit, unquote. Harvard's John Holdren, who signed the initial S&T when he served as Obama's director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy, agrees. The S&T signing, he said, gave a form of permission for lab-to-lab, university-to-university, scientist-to-scientist cooperation. It legitimized the whole notion that collaboration was respectable. That spirit needs to be revitalized. It has served both countries well, and renewal is especially important now at a time of technological decoupling between the two countries. I'm Mel Gertow for The Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.